Access Credit Union has always been at the heart of our community through good and bad times. We want to continue to play our part in helping our community through the COVID-19 crisis. As businesses reopen, we encourage our community to work together by staying local, borrowing locally, and spending locally. Access Credit Union is here to help.
Close your eyes and pull legs down.
And a new Irish record for Phil Healy, 22.99.
Christy Cooney hands over the Sam Maguire Cup to Graham Canty, Cork All-Ireland champions for the seventh time ever.
Hello and welcome to the Star Sport podcast. My name is Jack McCarran of the Southern Star and I'm joined as always by Star Sport editor Kieran McCarty. On today's podcast we're going to be chatting to Newcestown's Camogie captain Aisling O'Donovan following their first ever senior game last weekend. Newcestown were beaten by Calais on the night. And Aisling joins us to talk about their journey to senior, what they can take from Saturday's loss, and much more besides. Before we hear from Aisling, though, we want to quickly touch on the West Cork ladies, who got their season up and running last week with a very respectable draw against county champions Mourne Abbey. The West Cork ladies take on Éire Óg at St Columb's next Tuesday. And Kieran, even though a draw with the county champions in the opening round seems like a good result, on the face of it, I spoke to their manager Brian McCarty earlier and he said they were actually frustrated because they created enough chances to win the game but didn't take them.
I think Jack, West Cork left 5, 6, 7, 8 goal chances behind them and they have to be more clinical going forward. I was just looking afterwards at West Cork and Mourne Abbey clashes over the last couple of years and I think they've played now 7 or 8 times in the senior football championship and West Cork have won 2 of those meetings. But they were group stage meetings, but Mourne Abbey have won the ones that matter, as in county finals and county semi-finals. So Mourne Abbey are still the team to beat. Like, they're reigning on All-Ireland champions, Munster champions, Cork champions. They're the kind of the bar that West Cork have to get to. West Cork know they'll have to improve if they want to win this county title, because the odds are that they'll have to beat Mourne Abbey in probably the county final if West Cork can get that bar. So it's probably one that got away from West Cork in a way, because it's a game they could have won, should have won. They missed a lot of goal chances. I think they had a free as well right at the end to kind of snatch a 1-point win, but they missed that as well. So they have to work on their finishing, have to be more clinical. But there's positives to take from the game too. Anya Terry O'Sullivan is the captain this year and she got 1-5 against Mourne Abbey. Libby Coppinger got 1-3. Good to see Dara Kiley and Rachel Murphy on the score sheet as well. Because we've got to remember too, Jack, that West Cork are without Niamh Cotter this year, the Cork midfielder who's transferred up to Kilmacud Crokes up in Dublin. And as far as I know, they're also without Claire O'Leary from Clonakilty. So that's last year's midfield pairing gone. So, and what it is too, it's a physical, kind of leaves a physical hole in the team, because Niamh and Claire are big, strong, physical women. So West Cork have to make up for their loss, but it was a good start. It was a good start. I suppose they got a point on the board. They didn't win, as with any divisional team, they hadn't much work done beforehand. So I think they had 2 or 3 challenge games. So to come away with a draw isn't the worst result in the world, but it probably kind of eats them a little bit that they could have won that game.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I mentioned earlier, their opponents in the next round is Éire Óg, who were beaten by Mourne Abbey on Monday evening, I think, but they put up a big performance, so they won't be taken lightly by the West Cork ladies on Tuesday.
No, and over the last couple of years, West Cork and Éire Óg have had some really, really good games in the group stages and county semi-finals. West Cork have usually come out on top, well, always come out on top, if I can remember correctly, but there's very little between the teams. Éire Óg were actually leading Mourne Abbey at the three-quarter stage on Monday, but Mourne Abbey, as champions do, finish very strong, and they reeled off a load of points there to win 15-10 in the end, with Ellie Jack kicking 9 points for Mourne Abbey. But it was worth noting too that Éire Óg were without Claire Skelly, Eimear Skelly. Eimear Skelly is, I suppose, Éire Óg's kind of marquee forward. and a Cork star too, but as far as I know, she's not playing football at the moment. She's taking a break from it, so she's a big loss for Aoire Óg. Going into the game next Tuesday night, kind of West Cork know a draw would see them through to the semi final, but even if they lose to Aoire Óg, they'll still go through to quarter final. So it's not kind of a must win game at this stage. So West Cork are guaranteed either a quarter final place or a semi final place, but they'll want to go the direct route because being a divisional team, they're made up of players from all different clubs right across West Cork, and all those clubs are in county championship action themselves. So I think the best result for the players and all the clubs involved is if West Cork beat Aoire Óg, go straight through to the county semi-final, and that lets the players in kind of concentrating their clubs for a couple of weeks.
And I think the key thing that Brian told me when I spoke to him earlier was they need to be more clinical against Aoire Óg, because if they don't take the chances that they had against Mourne Abbey, they could well find themselves on the losing side against Aoire Óg. But Kieran, we're going to switch our attention to Camogie now and chat to Noosestown's captain, Aisling O'Donovan, following their first ever game at senior level last weekend. Noosestown now has senior sides competing in football, hurling and Camogie. And Kieran, they might be the most impressive club in all of Cork right now.
Oh, it's incredible for a rural West Cork club, like you said there, to be fielding at senior football, hurling and Camogie is a phenomenal achievement. But anyone who knows Noosestown and I suppose the spirit in that club and even in the community, they're probably not surprised by that. Like, there's just a dogged determination in that club to go as far as they can. And from talking to Aisling earlier, kind of she puts it down to the fight in the club. Like, there's great fight in that club, and they're never an easy team to play against, whether that's under 12 football or senior Camogie or senior hurling. Nobody likes playing Noosestown because you know you're going to get a game. They never stop going, and it's an incredible feat for them to have those three senior clubs, and especially for the Camogie club now to be a senior club, because they're the only Carbery club that is has a senior Camogie team at the moment. We've obviously followed our story the last couple of years where they've won a couple of intermediate titles, and they beat Inneskeen, their neighbours, in last year's intermediate final, and their reward is a place in this year's senior championship. It was a tough start against Killa last Saturday in Castle Road, and they lost 123-1-5. But we got to remember too, it's their first game at senior, so it's all new to them, the pace of the game, the intensity, the race, the speed. So it'll take them time to almost acclimatise and get used to what senior club hurling in Cork is all about. But they've earned their place at the top table, and I've no doubt that they're going to stay here for a while.
And you obviously spoke to their captain, Aisling O'Donovan, a little earlier on. We're going to play that conversation in just a moment. But what were your main takeaways from the chat?
She's a very impressive character, I have to say. She's only 19 and she's Noosestown captain. She's bubbly, she's energetic. You can see why they've chosen her to be captain this year. She's very outgoing as well. And she's great to chat to. Really enjoyed my chat with her earlier. And I suppose the big takings were that Noosestown, like, they've worked so hard to get up to senior. Like, they're not just up at senior now to make up the numbers. They want to make an impression. They know against Killa that they were second best, but they're determined and keen to work on their weaknesses and improve for their next game, because they're not out. They're going to play the winners of the Shandoon and Imakili game in a couple of weeks. And if Noosestown can win there, then I think they're back into the quarterfinals. So there's still a lot to play for in the weeks ahead. And as you'll hear from Aisling now, they're really determined to make their mark in this year's championship. We're joined on the line by Aisling O'Donovan, the Noosestown captain. You had a historic moment there last weekend, Aisling. You captained the first Noosestown senior Camogie team in county championship action when you took on Killa. Before we look at the game itself, for you on a personal level, what was that like?
Personally, to be asked to be captain at the age of 19 for the first time ever playing senior, it was such an honour. Like, you know, I wasn't expecting it at all. So when they called me off to be the captain, I was like, obviously I took it, and I was like, oh, it was brilliant. It was such an achievement, I felt. I was over the moon, and just a journey up to senior level was just... It has been tough, but really, really enjoyable. So, loving it, yeah.
Like you said, you're only 19, and yet you're asked to be captain of the Noosestown team. Like, how did that come about, and why do you think they chose you as captain this year?
To be fair, like, our team is a very, very young team this year. it's incredible how far we've come with such young players on our team. Why I think I got the role, I don't know, maybe I just put in an awful lot of work with the club, or not with the club, even with the team. Like, I feel like they just asked me because I'm nearly always there, and I do try my best, and I give everything to it. So that was probably the main reason. And then, like, I'm a very outgoing person, so they probably were like, we'll give the honour to herself. But yeah, I know, I was thrilled with it, so it was great.
And you were part of the kind of the pre-game, the kind of the county championship launch last week and stuff. So you had a bit of a build up to the game against Killarney. What was that like, kind of, for that championship launch?
Oh, going to the championship launch, you're like, it was such a privilege. Even standing there wearing the New Stone jersey, looking around at the other teams, you're like, oh my God. And then, like, obviously this is their first year, so like going up and even meeting the girls, they were all so friendly, and it was just interesting, you know, even seeing size there, the girls from size there, Katie with the cup, like, it was very like good to see, obviously, and hopefully that'll be off someday, but at the moment it's we've a long way to go, but it might happen someday for us, you know.
Like, obviously winning the intermediate last year was your ticket through to the senior championship. And when do you think it really hit home that Newstown are a senior club? Was it actually the game the last day when you got to kind of taste and feel the intensity, the pace of what it's like at senior level?
Oh, gosh, did we get a taste of it? No, it was exciting. Like, even the build up to the game, it was more exciting than nervous, because like, we had nothing to lose. We were going out there as the underdogs, obviously, because Killarney is such a strong outlet. They're like, we were going in with, you know, with all we had, and we gave it everything. Sure, like, they were in the semi-final of the county last year, only lost by 1 point. Yeah, 1 point. Did they? Or didn't know they? Yeah, they lost. They lost anyway in the semi-final last year. And going into that game, knowing like they were that far into the competition, was obviously a bit scary. But like, we gave it everything we could do, and like, the standard of senior camogie is just next level altogether. Like, there's some players on like those teams that like you thought you'd never be playing against, and there they are, like, standing in front of you, and you're like, oh, scary. But no, it was really, really good. Like, the everything about it, just it was exciting rather than anything else. Like,
it was a baptism of fire in some ways. Like, Killer won 123-105, and even like, the scoreline might be not a tiny bit, but unfair on Newstown, because you did put up a good battle. Like, there are positives to take from that game, and there are learnings that you can take, because like we were saying, it's your first time playing at that level against a team like Killer, who've Chloe Sigerson in their ranks, players of that caliber.
Yeah, oh, there's no doubt about it. Like, we knew we were going to be up against it, and for them to have such experienced, strong players on their team against us, like, I'm not saying taking from our team at all, like, we'd played outstanding in the first half. Like, you couldn't really fault us. To be drawing with them at half time was an extremely good achievement for us, and like, we will look back and take the positives out of the game as well, because like, there were a lot of positives, although they came back in the second half and did give us a bit of a riddling. But like, we kind of expected at some stage, I suppose, it was their purple patch, and they took total advantage of it, and they scored a few points. And then after that, like, it was hard to come back from it, but we live and we learn. We'll know for the next day what it's like. You know, it was our first time ever experiencing that quick, intense, high intensity game, but it was worth the experience. It was absolutely amazing, like, you know.
And was that one of the big differences between intermediate and senior, like the pace and intensity of the game?
Oh, definitely. Like, intermediate is a different ball game altogether, even though I know the standard is high, but like, sure, coming up senior, you're playing with the best in the county, against the best in the county. Like, you know, there's Cork girls on most teams. Like, obviously we have our own fair share, but like, coming up against them, like, it was pressurizing, but sure, we gave it our best shot, and we'll learn from it, what our mistakes, and you know yourself, like, it was good though. It was very good. I enjoyed it.
It's important to know too, obviously Newstown aren't out, you still have a second chance, so you're waiting to see who comes through from the divisional side. So it's Shandoon against Imikili, and you play the winners of that in a couple of weeks, is it?
Yeah, so it's either the winner of Shandun and Imakili will be playing the winners against on the 15th. So we've training now again tomorrow night. Our heads are going to be down. We're going to work really hard for the next 2 weeks, and hopefully we'll give them a good battle on the day now. Although, like, obviously after the game the other day, we had a few injuries picked up on route, and since we've come back from COVID and the whole lot, like, there's been a lot of different injuries throughout the team, so like, it's not really giving us a fair chance either this year, but like, sure, there's nothing you can do about that either. But yeah, hopefully we'll give them a good run for their money when we come up against them, I suppose, next 2 weeks time. Yeah.
And like, this journey Noosa Town have been on in the last couple of years, it's been brilliant to watch from the outside looking in. Kind of, you won the county intermediate back in 2017, then I know the goalpost changed back then and you couldn't go up to the top senior level, and then winning it again last year. Like, what sort of feeling was that? That must have been incredible, winning kind of the intermediate last year.
Especially against Inniskeen, don't get me wrong, they're a brilliant club, but there's massive rivalry there when it comes to the Old Camogie. But no, it was some winning by 1 point, and it was just so, the whole game, the whole lead up to it, everything about it. Like, we played Blackrock the Wednesday before in the semi-final replay, the Wednesday before the county final, and sure, the week was crazy. We got barely any time to recover, so we were just on a winning streak, really. And, you know, I think it was the fact that Blackrock game was so, like, we played so hard to get that far. I don't think we were leaving it behind us. Like, we're winning it this year. And sure, we did. And it was some feeling just being there and being able to say that we won the county final to bring us up first year senior was just an incredible experience. Like, it was just fabulous. And especially to win by 1 point. I know it must have been hard on Guinness King, but you know, it was brilliant. It was a very thrilling game, I must say.
What is the kind of secret to Noosa Town's success over the years? Because you've gone from junior, intermediate, now up to senior. Like, kind of, you're the only senior Carberry Camogie club at the moment. You've achieved great things. What's the secret to the success?
You know what? I think it's hard work, to be honest with you. Hard work. We never give up. We will go and go and go until we, like, you know, put up a good enough fight that we can say, like, we won. To be fair, though, our team, my age group of girls now, for the whole way up, we have been kind of A and B, up around the top kind of grades all the way up. So, like, when we got to junior, I'd say I started the year they went up intermediate, so I wasn't playing on the junior team. But it's just the effort, even with the older girls, like the younger girls coming up, like, they're well able. It's real fight, I think. It's in us to try our hardest with every game we play. So yeah, it's great. Like, it's great to see the young girls coming up. Like, I'm only 19 and I'm calling the young girls younger. Like, you know, they're not even young or they're not old. Like, you know, I'm not even old and I'm calling them young because their team is just so young. But like, it's brilliant opportunity for all of us, like, to be at this grade, at this age, you know, and representing the club. Like, to say that our club have three senior teams from West Cork, or, like, you know, from a little tiny club like ourselves, it's a great achievement, like, you know.
Oh, no, it is an incredible achievement. And you kind of mentioned there about, like, the new system doggedness, this never say die spirit. And since I've been in West Park, I'm always trying to put my finger on why this club is just like, nobody likes playing new system because they always know they're going to get a game. So is this something you even taught in national school? Like, kind of, it just seems to be in you, this kind of, like you said there, it's ingrained in you, this kind of, this doggedness, fight. This never say die, this fight, exactly, like, kind of.
Like, even with the lads, like, it's more like, go out, it's your work rate. It's like, we mightn't have all the skill in the world, but our work rate is next level. Like, I think it's just drilled into us from when we were tiny tots, like, the whole way up. I think it's just been drilled into us, never give up, like, keep going until you can't run anymore, basically. Like, and I think, you know what, with the help of all our fantastic trainers, selectors, the whole way up, I think really, like, that's what has gotten us this far, and that's why we're so lucky to have such a good community in Noosetown, really. They're always there to support us in every game, and, like, you like, it's just the community, I think, is what helps an awful lot, I think, in getting places and winning matches. The community spirit is always so good in Newcestown with because any sport.
The club in Newcestown is right at the heart of the community. You can see that from all the different teams, from underage up to senior. And you can really feel it in the club because it really is a very much a big family, a big united effort by everyone in Newcestown.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know what? I think that's why clubs don't like us either, because we have such a good community going on within Newcestown. We'll always have a crowd at a match. We'll always be there, probably the ones on the sideline making the most noise, you know. But it's worth it. It obviously is working some way or another to get us up where we are at the moment, you know. So it's great. I'm loving it.
and that incredible work ethic in a way, the Nashling, it almost gives you a platform then for the skillful players then, because we have to say too, you've some really talented players in your ranks. So you're a Cork minor before, Kiro Sullivan, obviously them the Cork seniors now, won 2 All-Irelands, Emma Tarrant, Maeve Lynch and a couple of more. So you have those super talented players as well to kind of complement that work ethic.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? The skill that some of the girls on our team have, and sure, they might never have played for Cork, but they have serious, we do have serious amount of skill within the team ourselves. I don't think it's ever been seen before to have as many people training with us at the moment than there is at the moment. We were able to fill a junior team there on Monday night, which is exceptional for, you look back in the last, some years you'd have 8-10 turning up to training, but it's just even seeing that many people at training would make you want to come back and make you want to win matches. I know obviously Saturday wasn't a win, but the first half was our win. It was our win, but it's fantastic.
And you mentioned there about your junior Camogie team are in action this week as well. And it's almost like success breeds success, because you get up to senior, it's lifted the whole club. And there's almost there is more interest now in Camogie and Newcestown. So you might see more girls get involved. So hopefully that can drive it forward again.
Exactly. And even people turning up to the training, people turning up to the matches. When you see people sitting on the bench, you're always okay, I'm fighting for my place on this team. I need to play the best I can. Whereas other years, you might not have any subs and you're kind of going, I'm guaranteed my place anyway. I won't bother turning up to that training. Obviously it doesn't happen a lot, but it just makes it that bit more competitive to fight for our places on the team rather than just walking on, you know. And the junior girls, there's some fantastic players on that team as well, but they were just unfortunate on Monday night to have lost against Bride Rovers. But it's so good for the parish to, and for ourselves to have the choice between senior and junior, you know.
Even then, I was going to say, Ashton, kind of Carberry, Camogie as a whole, you have your junior team, you can put out your second junior team. I see Inniskeen a couple of weeks ago fielded a second adult Camogie team for the first time. The numbers seem to be increasing in clubs in Carberry. Can you see yourself that just the standard across clubs in Carberry, Camogie is improving all the time?
Oh, it definitely is. Even last year playing in a scheme, you're looking at the young ones coming up and boosting on in a scheme's team. I played Carberry myself last year, and I must say the standard of Camogie down around here is just, it is incredible. I don't think it gets enough recognition, to be honest, because it is serious standard. Last year, sure, we only lost to Sarahs in the first round or by 1 point. So we showed, that just shows to you that we have savage standards around here. It's brilliant to know that as well. We've played Kilbritton there for just in a practice game, and they're well able as well. I wouldn't be surprised if we had another West Cork team coming out of the intermediate championship this year off to senior. They are flying it, you know.
And what we've seen as well, I suppose, over take a Carberry Camogie over the years, obviously Jennifer O'Leary stands out as the standout kind of Camogie star, and we've Orla Cronin and Libby Coppinger at the moment. But for you growing up, who are the kind of icons that you looked up for, the kind of heroes in Camogie that you aspired to be like?
I suppose I'll have to say Orla Cronin. She's a serious player. Even though she is always on the other team, the other team that we'd be playing against most of the time, throughout the years, I think we've played them more than any other team in the county. But she's serious. Like, she, her pace, her free taking, everything. Like, and do you know what? It's good. Like, it's good to be able to look up to someone like her, because it's just, you know, I really think that she's outstanding. Like, starting Cork seniors and everything. Like, it's just fantastic. Like, she's savage. There's obviously a few more as well, but like, I'll just name her, seeing as we've been always playing her, and like, you kind of nearly get to know them at this stage, like, you know.
And when you see someone like Orla Cronin, like from Inniskeen, from West Cork, from Carbery, when you see her operating at the level that she's operating at, it shows that kind of girls and women from West Cork can reach that very, very top level.
Yeah, exactly. It nearly pushes you to be better and pushes you to be what they are. Like, you know, definitely being up senior is just like, you're like, we played in a scar in a practice match at just after COVID there, and seeing Rena Buckley talked out in front of me, I was like, oh my God, she's a serious player as well. Like, it was great to play against a team like that as well. Like, it was, they're outstanding as well. The standard is just class.
So who are the new Stone players to look out for in the years to come? Anyone we should keep an eye out for?
There's a good few. Too many to name, I think. But Ciara Sullivan. Ciara Sullivan, like, she's outstanding. Like, her skill, her speed is next level altogether. Like, she'd be popping frees over from every angle as well. And once she gets the ball, she's gone. It's even to see her go, that she's just outstanding. Like, it's brilliant to see someone like that on your team. And she isn't the only one, don't get me wrong, there's loads of them there. Obviously Maeve Lynch, but sure, she injured herself now the last match, so hopefully she'll be back again for the next round. But like Grace Ryan, she's only in under 16s last minors. I'm actually not too sure. She's in one of them anyway last year. And sure, like, she's outstanding. So she's another one to look out for, I must say, now in the back line.
So the conveyor belt of talent is quite strong. So Newstown, you can see those young players coming up through the ranks.
Definitely. Like, the likes of Leah Jennings now, like, she's another 2 years younger than myself, and she's another one to look out for. Like, there is a good few on the team where you could actually point out that their skill, their fitness, they're quick, like, and it's great to see them up playing with the likes of us, like, at senior level with us. It's all of our first year up, so it's brilliant. Like, no one can say they were there before us.
And some of these players, like you mentioned, Ciara Sullivan, like, she'd be around the same age as you, and you've kind of come up through the ranks with her. And as you, and as captain, then, is it hard to be captain when you're captain with friends? You know, kind of, do you have to kind of park the friendship to one side and say, you know, how does it all work?
Yeah, I suppose you think that, but, like, you know, when it comes to captain, like, our team are so friendly, it actually kind of makes it easier because you feel more confident saying what you want to say in front of them. Like, if it was a bunch of strangers, I don't think I'd have the same confidence as I do with them, because they know that it's my role to be captain, as in it's my role to not tell them what to do, but advise them in what they're doing, and maybe, like, make a comment here and there, but obviously to help what's going on in the game. I think it's actually more... I think it's better, to be honest with you. I feel more confident, and I feel like, obviously I'm not telling anyone what to do, and but you know yourself, like.
And can you give us an insight into training this week? So your first training back, what will you be setting the tone out, kind of? What will your words of wisdom be to your teammates?
My words of wisdom would be, like, head up, we'll take the positives out of that game, we'll drive it on for the next 2 weeks and hopefully win the next round, because we have nothing to lose. Might as well give it everything for these 2 weeks and hopefully go out on Saturday the 15th with our heads held high and knowing that we have a chance. We can do it if we put our minds to it.
It's been an absolutely brilliant journey so far, and it's been a privilege to watch Newstown kind of rise up through the ranks, and I've no doubt that you're going to give it a fierce hardy in a couple of weeks' time. Come here, Aisling, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll chat to you again.
Thank you. I'll talk to you again soon.
Great stuff from Aisling there, and the very best of luck to the Newstown Camogie side for the rest of the season. Now, before we preview This week's Star, I just want to pause for a minute to chat about our friends at Access Credit Union.
The Star Sport Podcast is, of course, brought to you by Access Credit Union, your trusted local financial partner. Just recently, I went through the process of opening a current account with Access Credit Union, and I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that it's changed my life. I was able to open the account online during lockdown, which made the process completely hassle-free, and it was made even easier by the great support provided by Access Credit Union team leader Amanda O'Sullivan, who joins me now. Amanda, I understand you can now apply for a credit union loan online as well.
Thanks, Jack. Yeah, you can. If you thought applying for your current account was easy, you'll be delighted when you come to us for your car loan. You can apply online just as long as you're registered for your online banking. A couple of clicks and it comes to us here in Access Credit Union. The personal touch still isn't lost. We'll still ring you back and discuss the loan with you. And you can upload any supporting documents you needed, your payslips, bank statements, that sort of thing. We attach them here to your loan, assess the loan, and you can draw it down online. So we aim to do that all within 24 to 48 hours, depending on when you submit your documents. And I suppose it was something that was in the pipeline for a while, but with COVID-19, it sped us up to provide the service. And it's really worked out well for us. And, you know, for members being able to access their funds and still draw down their loan, it's been a great asset to us, really, and to the community. I suppose, typically people always had to come into the credit union to draw down their loan. And, you know, for young people who may not be living in the area anymore, we were inaccessible then. So now we're back in the market for these members again. And hopefully they will support us as we are supporting local businesses. And, you know, with every 10 euros spent in the locality, it generates 40 euros for the local economy. So in turn, the interest that you're paying on your loan in your local credit union goes back into your local economy. So, you know, everyone's helping each other with this.
Great stuff. Thanks very much, Amanda. And don't forget, Access Credit Union is your trusted local financial partner. Access your money 24/7 from anywhere in the world with an Access Credit Union current account and enjoy all the benefits while keeping your money local.
Okay then, Kieran, before we wrap up today's podcast, let's preview this week's Southern Star, which will of course be available in shops and online from Thursday morning. What can readers expect?
No surprise, Jack, with the GA season in full flow, there's plenty of match reports, reaction, analysis and comment from last weekend's games. Hurling took centre stage last weekend, so between Bandon and Fermoy, Bandon, Newcestown in the Senior A Hurling Championship, Kilbritton and Barryroe played out a draw, Aberdeen Rangers were in action. Even looking at Carvery, there was five Junior A Hurling Championship games with the champions Ballinascarty beat Donnies. So we've all those match reports in this week's Southern Star. I've also caught up with Emma Spillane, the Bantry Blues footballer, who's also a key player with West Cork. Just to chat about a busy couple of days for her coming up, because there's a huge game in Roscarbery on Friday night. It's Bantry Blues against Roscarbery in the County Intermediate Ladies Football Championship. And Bantry need to beat Roscarbery to be in with a chance of making the knockout stages. Roscarbery are topping the group at the moment, so it's a huge local derby. So I caught up with Emma to get her thoughts on that. And also, it's worth kind of pointing out with Emma, she's a two-time All-Star and she's still only 21, but she's decided to kind of, I suppose, take a break from Cork football at the moment. She opted off the panel earlier in the year, so I just kind of spoke to her a small bit about that as well, to get her reasons why she's decided to kind of park Cork football for a little bit and how she's enjoying life outside the inter-county bubble. So Emma's one of the top footballers in West Cork for the last number of years, so it was just great to catch up with her. Like I said, plenty of gay in this week's Southern Star, and plenty of soccer too, because it's a big weekend in the West Cork League, Jack, as well you know. There's a potential for three titles to be decided this upcoming weekend, including the Premier Division title, if Dunmanway can take the title fight against Drina Rangers to the last day on Sunday. But all that pales into insignificance for the big game next weekend, is the championship playoff between Riverside Athletic and Baltimore. So a place in next season's Premier Division is up for grabs. And Jack, you're obviously a Baltimore man. You're their star signing in the last couple of years. So it's a big game. How are you set for the big one?
I don't know, to be honest. Hopefully it'll be all go swimmingly and we'll manage to beat Riverside, who we've played on numerous occasions this season, and they're a good side with a top class striker up front, so if we can keep him quiet we'll be alright. But I have to say, like, in all seriousness, I'm absolutely buzzing. it's like the biggest soccer game I will have played in a good number of years, like something that actually something on the line at the end of the season. So you can't beat that. That's why we play sport at any level, to be competing for something. So no matter what that something is, if it's promotion to the West Cork League Premier Division, that's good enough for me. So yeah, and there's the top of the championship, the top two have to play each other to decide the title as well. So that's Mizzen
and Spartak. How nervous were you the last couple of weeks? So because it was Skibbereen kind of stumbled so badly and did a couple of big heavy defeats, and I'm not saying Baltimore got in by default, but you were just depending on other results to get in there. So how nervous were you the last couple of weeks?
Well, look, we put ourselves into position, so we put the pressure on Skibbereen. They had two games, all they needed was 2 points, I think, and they, unfortunately for them, and fortunately for us, they lost both of them. But we played Mizzen in the Cup semi-final, or a Cup semi-final, like the League Cup semi-final, a couple of weeks ago, and they beat us 4-3. I have to say, I hold my hands up, I was at fault for one of the goals, which kind of cost us. We should have really won that game. We were 2-1 up at one stage in the second half. But regardless, after the game, I was chatting to one of the Mizzen players, like, and they had to play Skibbereen. So I said, look, we don't need a favour there. I basically headered the ball straight into your path for you to score and get back on level terms. So I don't need a favour. Now, you do us a favour. And then they went out and beat Skibbereen comfortably to put us into the playoff final. So big shout out to Mizzen. I hope they can get the business done at the top this weekend, and hopefully we can join them in the Premier League next season. So yeah, exciting times in the West Cork League, and exciting
Super
times
Sunday.
For the Baltimore Crabs. Super Sunday, yeah, we've been missing it. So exciting times.
The very best of luck, Jack. I'm sure we'll hear tales of your heroics in next week's podcast.
Well, hopefully, because unfortunately the return to hurling action didn't go too well last weekend. We were beaten in the first round of the championship, so hopefully we're not coming back on here with another loss to talk about. But let's leave it there. We'll leave the listeners with a cliffhanger there, whether or not the Crabs can get the business done. Thanks for listening to the Star Sport Podcast. We'll be back at the same time next week. If you enjoy these shows, please make sure to rate, review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Slán go fóill.
Access Credit Union has always been at the heart of our community through good and bad times. We want to continue to play our part in helping our community through the COVID-19 crisis. As businesses reopen, we encourage our community to work together by staying local, borrowing locally, and spending locally. Access Credit Union is here to help.